The Indians and the Reds at Progressive Field on Monday. Makeup game for May 25th. Gene Simmons, eat your heart out. Indians have a threat bottom one for Michael Brantley.
Lindor takes off. Brantley drives it to center field, but Hamilton's right there, and he is going to go back to first for a double play. Zimmer tags and comes home from third on the play. Scooter Gennett brought a five-game hitting streak into tonight's action. But Scooter Gennett did that four times in one ballgame. That's his 18th home run of the year, and it ties things up here at one apiece.
Here's Zach Cozart, 0-2. The pitch. Swung on, hit high and deep to left. It's headed for the porch, and it's a 3-2 ballgame. Zach Cozart having a career year.
Carlos Santana will lead off the bottom of the seventh for the Indians. That's hit well in the gap, right center field. Goodbye! Santana's 11th home run of the year, his second against Cincinnati.
Switch hitter batting right-handed. Swung on, blasted! Deep left field, gone to the home run porch. Santana has homered from each side of the plate in the last two innings.
Indians defeat the Reds 6-2. Carlos Santana with the eighth multi-homer game of his career in the win, thanks to a solid effort from Josh Tomlin, as well as the first multi-homer game this season by Carlos Santana. The Indians went on for a 6-2 victory over the Reds. Here is Cleveland skipper Terry Francona.
When he's going good, that's what he can do. You know, the one walk, he had a little run there where he got a little strikeout happy. You know, he was six in a row. But he, you know, works ahead. We give up the solo, you know, as we saw, but those were six really good innings. You know, he doesn't let things rattle him. You know, end up first inning, it looked like, okay, he's got the, you know, and he gets double play and bam, here we go. And then let our offense have a chance to get going a little bit and score some runs.
Now that you're concerned about, or we're concerned about Josh, or and I know Danny's just back, but what does it mean to have kind of that back end of the first group doing what they're doing lately?
I can't come up with anybody that is not good when they pitch well. I mean, when you pitch, it just, you know, I'm not overstating it. Every time you pitch well, you give yourself a chance to win. You know, and then when you play good defense, you know, every run you score is meaningful. You're not clawing from behind and needing a big hit, you know, a grand slam. Just, you know, you get a line moving a little bit, and every run is just so much more meaningful.
You always talk about Santana, the second half of the season. How nice is it to see him?
It's the second half now. Yeah, that's good. It's because he's always been that way. He doesn't wear down. It's like the more at-bats he gets, the better he is. And that's really welcome because he'll play a huge part in us going forward.
I'm not sure to see Roberto get that big hit
there. That was a good at-bat. You know, he fouled off some pitches. He stayed alive. He laid off some balls out of the zone, and then he drove one, you know, kind of not the other way, but to the right center field side. That was a really good swing. When he does that, he's so much better a hitter than at times when he gets a little pull happy.
It seems like his approach at the plate, I think he's seen more pitches per plate appearance than anyone else on the team. It seems like he's always seeing 3-2 counts, deep counts.
When he's going, yeah, I agree with that. He's always been a guy that, you know, works counts. He doesn't go out of the zone very often. You know, early in the year, he wasn't getting those walks, which is kind of uncharacteristic of him. But the last 6 weeks or so, he's been a lot closer to that guy. I know his average is down, but he had a ways to go. But he's been a lot closer to the hitter that we kind of thought he is.
Josh Tomlin turned in six solid innings with six strikeouts, with his only major blemishes a pair of solo home runs. He spoke to the media following his seventh win of the season.
It's nice because, I mean, I think we all know starting pitching kind of sets the tone for the game, and it kind of sets the tone for the series coming up. You don't want to waste your bullpen in the first game or just things like that. They have a carryover effect. So, you know, we understood our struggles early in April, and we just tried to you know, stick to the grind and get back to doing what we're capable of doing. And, you know, fortunately that's kind of turned the corner a little bit for us. And it's huge because of the offense we have and the defense we have. If we can get ourselves deep into a game, it's going to allow us to win a lot of games.
Encouraged by the coming off that tough road trip that you guys have to come here, you take the first three and you win this one tonight, just your guys' ability to kind of turn the page on that pretty quickly and distance yourself from that?
Yeah, you've got to have a short memory in baseball regardless. The baseball is a game of failure in every aspect of it. So I feel like baseball players in general have a short memory, so it's good to, you know, kind of understand what the road trip was and understand we needed to be better and got here and got home, and we've played pretty good baseball so far. But, you know, we got to continue playing that kind of baseball moving forward and not let those thoughts of what happened in on the West Coast kind of creep back in, and just keep moving forward and keep thinking positive, and we should be all right.
Tito joked you got a little strikeout happy there from the second to the fourth. What was working during that span?
I think just the execution of pitches, following Berto's glove. He had a great game plan going into it. We talked about it, and we were able to execute in those situations. And, you know, that's a pretty good hitting team over there. So if I think the two pitches I didn't execute were hit for home runs, and the other ones were hit pretty hard in the gap somewhere, and our defense made great plays on them. So, you know, I think at that aspect, it was just during those little strikeouts. I never try to get strikeouts. I don't know how people can get as many as the Klubers of the world get them, but it was kind of nice to get those for sure. But in a situation like that, it's just trying to follow the glove and try to miss the barrel.
Josh, what does it do for your confidence when, let's say, you give up a run in the top of the inning, but the offense picks you up and answers in the bottom half?
It does a lot for you because now one swing of the game doesn't change it in a negative way. I mean, it might tie it up, but it doesn't give the other team a lead where they can go to their bullpen or do something to try to keep it at bay. It was just, you know, my game is people putting the ball in play. So I'm prone to the home run. So for me to have that extra cushion, it's huge just to go out there and pound the strike zone and try to keep the ball in the yard and miss the barrel as much as I can, because that offense is liable to explode at any point. So if you can just keep them at bay as long as you can, then the offense has that chance to explode, and then you wind up winning the game.
Josh, you witnessed firsthand when Carlos gets hot, you can kind of go through a stretch streak, kind of carry you guys offensively. How much would that mean for you guys at this point if he could kind of get back to doing some of the things that you guys know he can?
It would mean a lot. Carlos is a He's an intriguing player because he always has good at bats. You know, his average might not look as sexy as the 300, the 280s, and all that kind of stuff, but he puts up good at bats. He gets on base, and he plays every day. So, I mean, that says a lot in the aspect of the team is what he does, what he brings to the field every single day, ready to play first base, DH, whatever Tito asks him to do, play right field in some interleague games. He's ready to play every day. He has nicks and bruises just like the rest of everybody else, but he comes there expecting to be in the lineup, and he puts together good at-bats. I mean, I know the average might not say exactly what everybody wants it to say at this point, but he sees a lot of pitches, gets on base quite a bit, and he always has that ability to pop a ball out of the ballpark.
The Indians continue their homestand on Tuesday versus the Angels.